Hello.
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support.
Yeah, what company are you guys?
Actually, I work with a third-party call center. We have over 400 different companies that we represent, and I'm showing that you placed a call to us asking us to return your call.
That's because I have a charge on my credit card.
Okay, sure.
Your phone number.
I'll be happy to take
a
look at that. If you want to give me your zip code where I can take a look at that.
59001.
Okay, and if you can verify your first and last name for me, please, sir.
Yeah, it's Robert Holycross.
Okay, I see you. Give me just one moment. And if you can verify that street address for me.
You're kind of asking a lot for me not knowing you.
You called us wanting to
know
about
your
church, so I need to make sure I'm talking with you, okay? So I'm asking you to verify. Okay.
Are.
If you can verify that address.
17 Rosebud.
Okay, that's what I have. And give me just a moment while it unloads some more information.
I realize I called you guys, but I don't know who you are that I called. And if I got a bad charge on my card, I don't know if it's just...
Yeah, we're customer support, so we're here to let you know what's going on and to help and do what we can do. So, but we... just things we have to ask, and it's still trying to load, so give me just a moment. Okay, I am showing
something electronic.
November the 23rd, I'm sorry, November the 23rd, you ordered a generator. Now that was declined. Then it looks like when it went through again, it was approved, and that was for $5.74, the generator. And so what happens, you have the 72 hours under the terms and conditions to cancel, and if you fail to do so in that time frame, it puts you in a membership, and that's where you get the monthly charges. And the membership is when they offer different gadgets. You can go online and shop and get them at a discounted price. It offers a $125 gift voucher that you can use. So a lot of people are really pleased and happy with it. So that's where the – okay. I totally understand. To each his own. But just wanted to let you know what was going on. So
okay. Can we cancel that through you?
Absolutely, I can cancel that. And being that was a valid charge, what I can do is give you
$67.32. Yeah, so what was that for?
That was for being in the membership, yes. And out of a courtesy.
There's no generator that's ever showed up here.
And that was the 29th, and then I see one was the 28th. I don't know if being that one was declined, if that had anything to do with it. But what I can do is do a 35% off of the $67.32.
Well, I want the whole $67.32 taken off.
Okay.
Well, I'll turn it in as fraud.
Okay. Let me put you on a brief hold, sir. Let me put you on a brief hold. Okay, sir, I'm still here, okay? I'm trying to get this taken care of. Give me just one moment.
Okay. Now, what company is this called again?
Okay, I work for a third-party call center, and we represent over 400 different companies. I did want to let you know I was able to give you a full refund on the 6732 on December the 29th, and another 6732 full refund on the 28th of November, and $5.74 on November the 23rd. But basically, that is what happened when you ordered that. It put you in a membership. So just to answer your questions and let you know what was going on. But you did wish to cancel. So I did cancel the account. So I got that taken care of for you. So
just let me ask you something. If they took the $5 that long ago, why haven't I received the generator yet?
Unless it's on a repo.
What's that?
One moment, sir. Now, if that was a sweepstakes, you know, they make the announcement. I do know the sweepstakes that we have, they make that on the 31st of December. So it's not until you are actually chosen.
Okay.
When they have it
shipped. So you canceled everything, so I should be good then.
Yeah, you're good. I did take care of everything, so you've been canceled.
All right,
okay. All right. Happy New Year to you, sir. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.